Hey everybody, I am Chris Charla. I'm the director of ID at Xbox here at Microsoft, and I want to talk to you today about some things to consider during your development and your launch, all focused on having the best launch possible for your game on Xbox One. So the first things are actually pretty simple. You need to ask yourself, do you have a promotion plan for your game? While Microsoft is excited to help amplify your promotion, as a publisher, ultimately you're going to be responsible for the promotion and marketing of your game. So you need to say, do I have a promotion plan? Second, once you figure out what your plan is, you need to figure out if your team is set up to promote your game successfully. Here's what I mean. If the person on your team who's, say, the best streamer or has the most press contacts or is just kind of the face for your game is going to be on the critical path fixing bugs as you head towards cert, that's a problem. And it's not a hard problem to solve, but it's a hard problem to solve if you discover it the day you're supposed to stream and it's also the day you really need to be fixing bugs. So I think it makes sense to take some time during development to step back, look at your promotional plan and say, hey, are we set up to promote the game successfully so that 6 months before launch, we're really starting to hit our targets in terms of getting promotion, letting the world know about the game. And if you're not set up for success when you start to look at it, do you need help? And that's a totally valid thing to ask. If you need help, it's totally okay. And I think that a few years ago, there was this notion that as an indie developer, you needed to do everything yourself. Today, I would say that one of the most important things you have as an independent developer is access to a huge community of developers who can help you with things. Advice on how to promote your game, advice on what promotional methods are working the best, advice on who you might need to work with if, hey, we need to bring somebody in to help us like navigate the world of Twitch streamers and YouTubers. Let me ask my friend who's got a dev who they used. I would say considering working with a publisher. If the idea of promoting your game really scares you and you really just want to be heads down and make a great game and let somebody else sell it, that's when you should start to think maybe I should be working with a publisher versus trying to do this all myself. Next, once you have that plan set, and I would advise you to take time, I would say about every 3 months during development, think about your promotional plan, think about when you're launching, you know, take a couple hours and just really step back. And once you start to think about that, you really want to consider what are the factors that could affect your launch. So we see 5 things that really affect your launch success on Xbox. And on Xbox, having a great launch, and I think this is true of any console, having a great launch is really, really important. So everything I may say on this slide might seem obvious to you. If so, that's awesome. But we see a lot of games slip and fall down in this area, so I really want to hammer some of these home. This is a place where one bad morning of development could cost you 25% of your launch sales. I'll get to that in a minute. But this is really, really important. So first is your release date. You want to have as clear a date for release as possible. You want to avoid major retail releases. You should also try and avoid trade shows. It may sound like a great idea to, hey, we're going to launch during E3 or we're going to launch during PAX, but it really isn't. Because that's when your most engaged consumers are really focused on what's coming next. They're not super focused on what's coming out that day. So picking an ideal date can be really, really tough, and there's a lot of factors that go into it. So I encourage you to talk to your peers. Always feel free to reach out to us in chat when you're thinking about this. Generally speaking, the best times for launch are going to be between the second week of January and probably about the second week of August. There's a lot of games that get sold in August and September, but there's also a lot of developers who are trying to get their games out before the holiday rush. And so that pie, while it's quite big, has a lot of slices out of it. So it seems like the first part of the year, after people are done playing the games they got maybe for holidays, is like the best time to launch a new game, especially if it's a new IP. So once you have the date, building awareness around your launch date is really, really important. I can't stress this enough. You want to lock that date in as early as possible, and then you want to just hammer that date into the global consciousness so that all the people you've been promoting your game to, all the people who've seen the game at trade shows, all the people who follow you on Twitter, all the people who follow you on Instagram, all the people who've seen your game getting streamed early, know when they can buy it. What we see from our data, from our sales data, is that the longer the lead time on release date awareness, the better. Now on Xbox, you're gonna need to be through cert before you can officially announce a launch date. So you can have, what you wanna do is you wanna get through cert as far as possible before your planned release date, so that you can have a solid month or more of just talking about your release date prior to launch. Now, there might be business reasons or other reasons you can't do that, where you just have to launch as soon as you get through cert, and that's fine, but I really wanna get out this best practice of release date awareness and make sure that that's a factor in your launch. What we see is that when people know there's a release date for a game, like, hey, my game's coming out August 18th, it just locks it in their head that, oh, that game's awesome, it's coming out August 18th. They mentally sort of make the purchase decision then, and then on August 18th, they're excited to buy your game. The flip side of that is somebody's excited about your game, they don't know when it's coming out, they don't happen to see the announcement, you know, the day before it releases or whatever, and they hear about the game from somebody who played it, and they're like, oh, did that come out? And they're already kind of mentally maybe on to the next thing that they're thinking about buying, even though they really liked your game when they saw it before and they may pick it up later. But the earlier you can hammer in that release date, the better. So I really think this is something you should be solving for your entire development. Next is box art. I think box art is actually even more important for digital releases than for retail releases. The reality is, no matter how good of a job of promotion you do, the majority of people who encounter your game for the first time on a digital marketplace have probably never heard of it. So you need an arresting image that really sells the promise of your game without requiring knowledge of the game already. I think Ark has one of the best boxes in recent memory, so let's take a look at it. So, you just look at this box, you've got a human being riding on a dinosaur, holding a machine gun, in the jungle. There's another dinosaur that reads really clearly in silhouette in the background, and then in the far background you have this sci-fi tower. If you click through to the full piece of art on the game detail page, there's like a guy on another dinosaur, so you immediately know that the game is multiplayer. This game, even if you've never heard of Ark, this piece of art sells the promise of that game really, really well. It shows you that it's a multiplayer game, there's dinosaurs, there's guns, there's sci-fi. You might not know exactly what you're gonna be doing in the game, but you know it's exciting and it really gets, you know, a lot of attention. I really think this is one of the best pieces of digital box art that's ever been made. Now, I'm not saying you have to put a dinosaur on your box, so maybe it'll help, but what you do want to do is make sure that your box reads really well, sells the promise of your game, and this is really, really important. Don't think about how good your box art looks in Photoshop. Like, don't think about how your box looks right in front of you on a computer screen, because that's not how players are going to see it. You want to sit back on the couch, turn on an Xbox, look at the store, look at the actual size that boxes are in the store from sitting on the couch, print your box out in color at that size, and tape it to your television and see how it stands out. There's no strong rules about what box art works and what box art doesn't, but I really encourage you, look on Xbox, look on other consoles, look on PC marketplaces, whether it's the Windows 10 store or Steam. See what works. See what box arts draw your attention and try and understand like what's going on there, whether it's color, whether it's typography, whether it's having really strong silhouettes like they do here in the Ark shot. You know, the answer is going to be different for every game, and it's honestly going to be different for every time. There isn't, you know, a one-size-fits-all strategy there, but I really encourage you to think about your box art, how it will be seen by players, not how it looks on your PC. You may have a wonderful piece of key art for your game that is detailed and beautiful. If it doesn't read well when it's 2 inches tall on a television, don't use it. Use it other places. Use it on the front screen of your game, use it on your website, print it on t-shirts, put it on merch, but make sure that your box art in the store is a really arresting image that makes people want to click on it. Next thing is screenshots. Screenshots and launch trailers and videos are crucially important. And as I mentioned before, this is really the place where a mistake can really hurt your sales. what we see is that there's a strong correlation between both the number of screenshots that are available once you get into the details page and the quality of those screenshots that really affects the difference between somebody clicking on the box to see what to get a little bit more information and deciding to make that purchase decision. Now, the time when you're going to be uploading screenshots to Xbox or to another digital marketplace is probably going to be right when you're getting done with the game. You are going to be exhausted. You are going to be tired. You are going to forget that you need to do this, and someone's going to remind you, oh my gosh, we got to upload screenshots today. If you turn to your PC and just hit the space bar, you know, 5 or 6 times as fast as you can and get 5 or 6 screenshots that all look the same, you are going to hurt the sales of your game materially. What you need to do is take some time, plan for this early in development, plan that there's going to be a screenshot day when you know you get art where you want it. Get a good night's sleep the night before, get up, have a coffee, have a Red Bull, whatever, and spend some time to get the best possible screenshots of your game. Pick the single image that is the most compelling. You know, if it's an action game, you want an explosion, you want somebody flying through the air. If it's an adventure game, you want that beautiful, iconic image of, you know, the environment that you're exploring, or maybe a text box. It's up to you. Just make sure that it is the first image players see is the one that is most evocative of your game. And please, like, I beg you, do not ever upload a screenshot of your start menu or your options menu. Players do not want to see start menus. They do not want to see option screens. It is usually the dullest piece of art for your entire game, and so please don't do it. Please spend the time to take as many screenshots as the marketplace allows and make them as compelling as possible. Obviously, the same goes with trailers as well. Before somebody buys your game, they are going to look at every screenshot and every trailer that's available on the dash, whether that's Xbox or other marketplaces. So really, really try and make sure that is good. The last thing is cert. So certification is crucially important. Getting through cert early gives you the time to start to build release date awareness. Getting through cert early and getting through cert smoothly gives you the time to really not be stressed and to focus on things like making your screenshots are great. There are a lot of opportunities that you can have on Xbox for promotion that have lead times. Like, we need to know about them weeks, sometimes months in advance to feature a game in them. And we're excited to do it. But if you're not through cert, a lot of times we can't make promises about including games in those opportunities. If you go through cert and you fail cert once, twice, it's okay. We're gonna work with you to get through cert. If you fail cert 5, 6 times, again, we're always gonna be working with you to get that game shipped and to get it shipped as smoothly as possible. But the more you have trouble in cert, the more you're gonna have trouble with all these. The more you're gonna feel possibly business pressure, competitive pressure to ship, which is gonna reduce your ability to do release date awareness, reduce your flexibility in terms of picking a release date that works both at a macro scale and a micro scale. And so I would just really encourage you to be thinking about cert early and work to get through cert smoothly. These 5 things are really important. And when we think about games on Xbox, having a great launch is really, really important. And taking these things into account, I think you can really improve your chances of having a good launch and strong sales for your game. So if you're thinking about those elements, they really can help you maximize the quality of your launch and hopefully maximize the sales of your game. Thanks a lot. Thanks for developing for Xbox and Windows 10, and we can't wait to see what you guys do.